Good morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord on this day too, even though there are many things which are not necessarily positive going on in our state and in our world today. This too, though, is a day the Lord has made. We do have reason to rejoice and
be glad.
The word of our God states why that is the case. Now, if you were to stand before a judge, what would you be feeling inside? Would you be nervous, anxious, confident? Your answer may depend on why you have to appear before the judge. Each one of us is going to have to appear before a particular judge. This judge is just, and yet he is also merciful. You and I, we do not need to be nervous or anxious when we have to appear before this particular judge. The key to why not is Jesus. And that leads us to our primary focus for today. Why Jesus should matter to you. God bless us as we build on that focus throughout our worship service this morning. Let us turn our attention now to our first hymn, hymn 728. It's found in the Blue Songbook.
Thank you.
please stand as we continue on page 3 of the service bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you, and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Let us see from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Lord God Almighty, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may always look forward to the end of this present evil age and to the day of your righteous judgment. Keep us steadfast in true and living faith, and present us at last holy and blameless before you, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're in the end time portion of the church year. Last week we focused on the message of the Reformation, a call to get back to and stay with God's truth, the fact that we are saved by grace through faith and Scripture alone. Today's focus is on the Last Judgment, a time when all of us will have to appear before God to give an accounting of ourselves. Again, this is why Jesus should matter to you. You and I, we cannot afford to sugarcoat God's truth about His judgment. Malachi chapter 4. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
We join together in our psalm for today, Psalm 90.
Thank you.
Again, why Jesus should matter to you, he himself will come again in flesh. A reminder of this in our second reading, Hebrews chapter 9. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
Our response is on the top of page 8. Please stand for the gospel reading. Take from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 5th chapter. Again, why Jesus should matter to you. God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, are on the same page. Both have our good in mind. A reminder of that, the empty cross and the empty tomb. Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done what is good will rise to live, and those who have done what is evil will rise to be condemned. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. The word of the Lord. Please be seated. Are there children who want to come forward? All right. Where one, two, or three are gathered. Not the first time, is it? All right. Where all the kids in heart, we sit next to you. How you doing?
You've had an early morning, haven't you? What is today? Sunday, what else? Church? What else? The raise the flag. Yeah, Veterans Day, important day. When you think of church and Veterans Day, what are some words that we could use to describe church and Veterans Day? Service, soldiers, sacrifice. There are at least two objects in this church that represent freedom. What do you think this represents? The cross is one. What's the other one? So we got the Sunday. The cross and Sunday go together. What's the other one? Veterans Day, and what will go with Veterans Day? Yeah, the flag, right? Two powerful symbols, right? To represent freedom. Freedom is a gift. The men and women who sacrifice themselves and are currently in active duty to help them
attain freedoms, that we can come to church and we can vote and move around and so forth, that's huge. And wake up early, yep, right? That's a freedom we don't want to take for granted, and we give thanks for that. But an even greater freedom is the one that comes through the cross. Because we know this life is temporary, right? People die, sadly. And yet, because of Christ, he removes the sadness for those who die in him, because they live forever in heaven. And the freedom of Christ, freedom from sin, we can say no to sin. And every day we need to say no to sin, right? Because sin is always at our door every day, right? But in Christ we can say no to it and live free in Christ. So when we see the flag and when we see the cross, what should we think of? God and soldiers, right? And the freedom that we have thanks to those soldiers, and the freedom we have thanks to God and Jesus. And so when we see our veterans, those soldiers, those men and women who have served, what do we want to say to them?
Thank you.
Thank you. And when we are in church, what do we want to say to God?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's why we're here, to say thanks. Yeah, right? And so we all want to say thanks. All right, let's pray about this. Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedoms you give us as people in this land of America. Thank you for the men and women who sacrifice themselves and are willing to sacrifice themselves to get and maintain these freedoms, and for the families that also make the sacrifice of their sons and daughters. Thank you ultimately for the sacrifice you made in your Son, Jesus Christ. We have great freedom through him. May we always treasure our freedom and give you thanks. And so as we see the American flag, and as we especially see the cross, may we stop to give you thanks for freedom, and then live in your freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. We'll continue with our next hymn. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, and this is possible from God our Father through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to turn our attention back to our second lesson for today and hear once again these words from the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. And he, Jesus, will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has won for us the greatest freedom of all time, so that we can pass that freedom on to others in the meantime. Freedom. What does freedom mean for you? You can shout it out loud. What does freedom mean for you?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
The right to worship as we want to.
The right to worship as we want to, okay? God's love, okay? At the heart of all freedom is God's love. Without God in the mix, no freedom would be possible. What are the implications of freedom? Does freedom give us the right to do whatever we want? Are there responsibilities that come with freedom? Sure. Freedom is a privilege, too, and it really is a gift. You think of people throughout the world who are not living in freedom physically, emotionally, and especially spiritually. All of us, by nature, are spiritually held under the captivity of sin and the devil. We are not free by nature. That's why we also, in light of talking about the freedom that our armed forces have won and maintain and work to secure for us, we especially want to take the time to also focus on the greatest freedom giver, that of Jesus Christ, who is not alone in giving us this freedom. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit work together with Jesus so that we can have and hold on to freedom. That's why Jesus should matter to you. He has paid the ultimate price, and he plans to come in order to judge the world. The writer to the Hebrews is talking to Christians who are being tempted to go back to their Old Testament worship ways. Those Old Testament worship ways were meant to put the focus on the coming Savior and the ultimate sacrifice that he would make so that people of all time would have the ultimate freedom of all time. All the sacrifices that the priests had to prepare and the people had to offer, all were foreshadowing the one-time sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And those sacrifices that were being made in the man-made temples and tabernacles, it wasn't the tabernacle or the temple that was important, but what they represented. And so the writer to the Hebrews just says, why do you want to go back to what was a shadow of what is to come? The reality has already come in Jesus Christ. He has fulfilled the law of God in our stead. He has shown himself to be the perfect sacrifice. Unblemished as he kept the law of God perfectly. And he took that perfect sacrifice to the cross, which all those Old Testament sacrifices pointed to. The Old Testament priests, they had to offer sacrifices day after day for certain sins, and then once a year on that Day of Atonement, enter the most holy place to offer another sacrifice. But before they could enter the most holy place, they had to offer a sacrifice for themselves, because in and of ourselves, and the priests too at that time, not worthy to be in God's presence. And so offer that sacrifice in order then to be able to offer a sacrifice on behalf of the people. And it wasn't that particular sacrifice and those sacrifices every year on the Day of Atonement that appeased God as much as what those sacrifices year after year and day after day pointed to, and that again, to the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus would make. The writer to the Hebrews, "For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself." When Christ finished his work of atonement on the cross, he then, on that day of ascension, went back to heaven. Salvation has been accomplished. He did not go back to heaven to offer a sacrifice again for sin, because sin already has been paid for by that one-time sacrifice he made on the cross on Calvary's hill. He appears for us in God's presence. And so now when you and I, we sin, he taps his Father on the shoulder and says, "Remember, I paid for that sin too, Father." He continually intercedes for us. Not sacrificing again, but intercedes, pointing back to the sacrifice that he made so that sin would be paid for all time. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. To do away with sin. But what do day after day? We sin. Just like with the freedoms our men and women have won for us and are fighting for us, what do with those freedoms? We take them for granted. Sometimes we just literally step on them and live as we please. My rights over the rights of others. And what do with the freedom that God has won for us through Jesus Christ? We'll use it as a license to sin, to live life my way. This is my body, God. You're not going to tell me how to treat my body. And God says, who gave you that body? Who maintains that body? Who's going to judge that body? Careful what you say, because by your own words, you will be judged. Too often, we trample on the freedom and all that goes with it. We sin. So what is our confidence? Day after day as we sin. It goes right back to that sacrifice that Jesus made with us in mind. This is why Jesus should matter to you. He has paid the ultimate price by making the ultimate sacrifice with you and me and all people in mind. And so when we sin, we go to our Heavenly Father and plead for mercy. And what does He say? You're forgiven. It's already been paid for in full. And what is to be our response? Thank you. He doesn't say you have to try to earn my forgiveness by trying to live a good life, and then I'll think about forgiving you. No, you're forgiven. And then we show our appreciation by how we live our life. Jesus should matter to each and every one of us, first and foremost, because of the ultimate sacrifice he made. And with that sacrifice comes a peace that transcends all understanding. Our world is searching for peace. People are searching for freedom from their physical captivity, their emotional captivity, spiritual captivity. They know they're accountable to a higher being. People are searching for peace, but we're not going to find true absolute peace apart from Jesus and the sacrifice he made. People may still be physically captive. They still may be emotionally captive, struggling, and yet they can be free spiritually and be at peace. Because we know that all this here on earth is temporary. What God has in store for us, thanks to Christ, is eternal. Earthly paradise may be lost temporarily, but heavenly paradise is still waiting for us. People lose their life tragically while listening to some music and being with friends, but eternal relationships, those cannot be taken from us no matter what happens to us here on this side of heaven. We're not living for the here and now. By the grace of God, we're living for the here and hereafter. That's a peace that transcends all understanding. And why we can live our life with confidence, even though we know bad things may happen to us on this side of heaven. Why Jesus should matter to you, to us. And that leads us to that second reason why he should. Because he plans to come back as judge of the entire world. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Harsh fact of life, unless Jesus comes back first, is people die. Even Jesus wept at the loss of life. But for us in Christ, there's more to it. Thanks to that sacrifice of Jesus and the empty tomb. People are destined to die once and then to face judgment. What are they going to say when they stand before God? If they don't have Christ, what are they going to say? Well, I didn't believe in you, God. I tried to live a good life. And what's he going to say back? Away from me, I never knew you. But for us who confess that Jesus is our Savior, who died for my sins and rose again, what's he going to say? Welcome. Come and join in on the eternal reunion. How are we able to say such a thing and to say it with confidence? That's faith. And how does faith come? Not by our own decision, not by our own merit, but by the work of the Holy Spirit, who uses the means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, to give us faith and to bolster that faith so that we can live day in and day out with confidence, even though there is tragedy all around us and even within our own lives, we can still have confidence knowing that God is in control and that God is going to bring me safely to eternal paradise. Because Jesus paid the ultimate price already. And he will come again not to sacrifice himself again or to sacrifice anyone else, but to separate the wheat from the weeds, the believers from the unbelievers. In the meantime, he calls us to be his freedom messengers. Because people are going to die. Are they going to die with Christ or without Christ? As long as we have breath in us, we have the opportunity to share the message of Christ in the hope that they will confess Christ now while living, so that they will be able to live with Christ forever in heaven. why Jesus should matter to us today and every day. Not only for our own salvation, but for the salvation of others. We have opportunities through our thank offerings. We have opportunities through our prayers. We have opportunities through our own mouths to be that freedom messenger, to point people to Jesus and the sacrifice he made. Veterans Day is a perfect opportunity to talk about his freedom, the freedom that he gives to us. As we, as a nation, hopefully treasure the freedoms we have as a nation through the sacrifices of men and women. And use that as a segue to the ultimate sacrifice Jesus Christ has made. Does Jesus matter to you? By grace, he does. Why? Because he has paid the ultimate price for you. And he plans to come back for you so that you can be where he is in eternal paradise. Proclaim that message, dear friends. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
We pray.
Savior, thy dying love thou gavest me, nor should I aught withhold, dear Lord, from thee. In love my soul would bow, my heart fulfill its vow. Some offering bring thee now, something for thee. Amen. We also pray the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach your sacred truth at this place and everywhere. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessing to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore.
Lord, you are able to comfort us through the giving of trust in your solid promises, promises such as hearing our prayers and answering as you know best for us. Since this is the case, we commend Cynthia Rogers to your care as she is having significant dental work done. Help her through her anxiety as she faces this work, and grant that the work be done well and healing take place. With more fires raging at this time in our state, causing damage to property such as that of Sandy Ross's cousin and the extended family of the Clinkers, and taking lives from loved ones, Lord, we need your mercy, putting an end to these fires, enabling people to rebuild, and giving peace to people hurting over the loss of their loved ones. Help us be a resource of help and encouragement as able. Help us grow in trust that your promises remain as firm as always, though we and others may not be able to make sense of the fires and the shootings and everything else that reminds us that we are living in temporary times. On this Veterans Day, we celebrate freedom. Freedom is a privilege, first of all from you, Lord, by grace through faith in Jesus. Without your freedom, we would still be living in our sins and without the hope amidst sin's consequences. The freedoms you have granted our country also are a privilege. We thank you along with the men and women who have served and are serving our country in order to secure and maintain the freedoms we are able to enjoy. May we not take for granted what these men and women have done and are doing on our behalf. Keep them in your care. And may we not take for granted the freedom you have given to us in Jesus. Birthdays are another reminder of your grace, O Lord, as you are the giver of life, physical and spiritual. For those among us privileged to celebrate another year of grace, continue to open their eyes to the blessings you have given and will put into their life, that they may reflect glory and praise back to you. And continue to bless the couples among us who are celebrating a wedding anniversary. Renew their love for one another, as they reflect on your great love for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We pray. O Lord God, our heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
Morning again, just to highlight Bible studies taking place this Sunday morning, the one here in the church sanctuary on church fellowship. In essence, why do we still practice this doctrine if it's not a popular one? And another Bible study opportunity taking place in the chapel. That one is on Isaiah Gems, a refreshment look as we focus in on Isaiah's words by inspiration on the Savior. Welcome Center for our guests among us today. If you haven't stopped by in our lobby, please do so. Also, if you haven't received your free gift, please find your free gift there. Prime timers, lunch today at the Spaghetti Factory, the old Spaghetti Factory there on Sunrise. So if you didn't get an opportunity to sign up, I'm sure we can still make it work. They have a nice room there for us, so good fellowship. So hopefully you can make it there around 12:30 is the start time. But you can come early in fellowship. Flag ceremony this afternoon. If you want to come back to our campus, we'll be taking the flag down at 4:54 p.m. So come a little bit early for that. There's an ammo can in the lobby. It's there to support our Lutheran military support group services. Our military chaplain and other services that they offer, you can read about it in the insert, as well as there's a brochure back there. They provide the ammo cans for this Veterans Sunday to provide the free will offering. So anything that we receive today, we'll send it on to them so that they can continue to do their work of serving men and women in the armed forces. Definitely thank a veteran if you haven't done so, as well as those on active duty. We owe them a great debt of thanks, and so I'd ask our veterans and those in active duty to stand at this time. Thank you. The trip to San Francisco, if you would like to go to that trip, it's in the weekly news, ladies. To see San Francisco when it's all beautiful. Today is the last day to sign up. We could use some more people to make it happen. So check out the weekly news for more information about that trip. And then other news and information, see the weekly news and the website. Greet one another before you leave today. Before we leave, we're going to get connected with the work we support as brothers and sisters throughout our church body. So we'll watch at this time the Wells Connection.